we can take and add not only text descriptions of what students are seeing, but we can add audio descriptions. So
Rick Piper is a university biologist who helps run the general biology program. He's showing off his baby, software that allows faculty members to enhance their lectures with a wide variety of teaching material, like this picture of an owl and the sound of its call, as well as 3D computer models, web pages, video, all compiled in a computer-based presentation. The software is called UPresent, and it has some fans in the private sector. One company, Wacom Technology, includes the software free with one of its products, and flew Piper to showcase UPresent at a trade show in January.
We've had over 30,000 downloads since Macworld Expo in January, just from our university site, and that's the only exposure we've really had.
Without the money or expertise to promote the product, Piper says the best option is to give it away free. The university owns the rights to the software and stands to benefit if it were sold commercially. Piper says the U.S. market for presentation software is estimated to reach $1 billion this year, and he feels UPresent has a good shot at competing for some of that.
Do you feel like you have gotten enough support to realize that commercial potential from the university?
The frank and honest answer is no. It's been an uphill struggle, quite frankly. There are just bureaucratic hurdles within the university to even get our software out to the faculty within the university.
The university has a long-established program to transfer technology from the lab to the marketplace and spins out several companies each year. But Doug Johnson of the Carlson School of Management's Center for Entrepreneurial Studies says he's seen a demand for more help. Johnson is developing a technology commercialization center to help someone like Piper find the people who can turn promising technologies into businesses. He says now entrepreneurs and investors tend to steer clear of the U.
The rules are complicated to figure out. The bureaucracy is pretty intense. That combination together makes a lot of entrepreneurs say that they certainly wouldn't look here first, which is what they should be doing.
Johnson says the program will help entrepreneurs navigate the U and help academics in forming a company, a process that can be so daunting some may not bother.
It's sort of like they got this little canoe and they're looking at the big ocean and they're saying, holy mackerel, I need somebody with a steamboat or something to hook this baby to, or I'm not going to venture out in that sea.
Research institutions like Stanford and MIT have played key roles in promoting high-tech regional economies that are the envy of other parts of the country. Johnson says other universities are devoting considerable effort and funding to programs designed to commercialize their technology. He's developing the Technology Commercialization Center with a $200,000 grant from Norwest Equity Partners and projects an annual cost of $500,000 funded by an endowment and private sector memberships. Lyle Ray of the public policy group the Citizens League says the center would be an extremely valuable addition to the U.
The University of Minnesota was early in developing things like web browser-like software, early in developing email-like software, and the commercialization happened in Illinois and California. Those are the kinds of concerns that a commercialization center would say, look, if we've got the knowledge here, let's make darn sure that the seeds are planted here that then blossom into another Medtronic or another major technology firm, and not elsewhere.
But the new effort is getting a lukewarm reception from at least one venture capitalist. Frank Bennett has criticized the U in the past for a culture that generally disdains business, and he says the Technology Commercialization Center is not an instant fix.
The distance between the university and the business community and the business investment community has grown over 20 years. It's not going to necessarily reverse itself completely overnight.
Bennett says the center is a step in the right direction, but the U needs to build more bridges to the business and investor communities. University officials say they're doing that and have scheduled a fall seminar series for medical researchers featuring prominent entrepreneurs. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.